It's time to showcase those that are helping all of us through these difficult times. This is a Partner Profile on the Zone Sports Network.
We are joined now by Golden Holt. He wears many hats, but right now we are speaking to him as the guy behind the Sleepy Ridge Golf Empire. All right, maybe empire's too much, Golden. But it's a nice-looking course.
Well, we like to think so. The clubhouse, people come in and think they're at the Grand America Hotel or something, because our clubhouse is certainly grand.
Well, with the Partner Profile, we've done a lot of, PK and I have done a lot of remotes from a lot of charity golf tournaments. We probably couldn't even name all the courses, but we've been to yours several times. And in this Partner Profile, we like to kind of talk to people about how they're adjusting to the new normal. We've talked to some golf people over time, so you're probably doing some of the same things, but everybody puts their own little twist on it. How have you adapted? Because I've heard you're open, and Yach has played there, so he said it's pretty crowded.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting spring with the virus and golf. As you know, every golf course and county is treating a little bit differently. We've been open since the beginning of the virus with all the social distancing guidelines. So as you know, most courses, you've got, you know, styrofoam in the cups, so nobody's touching the pins. You got no rakes in the bunkers to take and transmit disease. Reservations only, credit card payments, social distancing on the range. So we've been open and been very, very busy, but it's interesting because it's been very efficient busy. We don't let people come to the course unless they have a tee time. So it's worked quite well for us. We do carts, but usually a single rider. So all the crazy things has changed the golf world too.
Now, I've actually been down there for multiple wedding receptions. I know you can't be doing that right now, but that's something that Sleepy Ridge is known for.
Yeah, we do over 250 weddings there at Sleepy Ridge with the environment of the golf course and the views and the grounds. It's turned out really well, but you're right. We haven't done one wedding this year, so we can't figure a way to pull that off. But the new guidelines, we're looking to get back open for weddings in another month, starting in June, but there's going to have to be some guidelines with that too. So it's been a different spring for us for sure.
So I mentioned you wear several hats. For people who don't know, you were the basketball coach at Orem High for a while. You've been really involved with the AAU scene. Is that whole scene this summer going to shut down? Are we going to see any youth sports at all, you think?
Boy, I don't know, and I'm not as connected as I once was. But, boy, just the whole travel, you know, starting at the travel industry and down, I just don't know how people are going to gather and sports in general. I mean, you guys, I'm sure, have talked a lot about it, just the physical contact and all that goes. It's everybody wait and see and hold your breath. But there's certainly consequences to not being together and not having youth having opportunities. And we've had so many people at the golf course say thank you for being open, and they're sincere about it. To get out of the house and go hang out with some guys in a safe, smart way has been something that people need. And so being locked down for months isn't healthy for youth or for adults.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, the weather has been very dry. I think they said that we had the driest April, and we'll see what May brings. But for the short-term forecast in the next week, it looks pretty good. So with the golf courses being one of the few things that you can do, how has business been compared to, say, whatever year that this time of year over the last few years?
Well, in an almost still guilty way, our golf course, because of everybody suffering in so many other ways with the virus and stuff being so serious, but the truth to the answer is our revenue in April was double this year what it was last year.
Right.
Last year was a wet April, and so that obviously with golf impacts you a lot. But we've had a beautiful weather April, and then with some courses closed and others having restrictions, We've doubled our revenue. Now, in my little empire world, we did zero revenue in wedding business, so it's not like a windfall, but the golf side's been really, really busy.
So, of course, it's always, you know, how this translates to all the employees and all that, and I would assume then that the, you know, the food services on site, have you had to shut those down?
We've just done the takeout like you would at a McDonald's or anything else. So no sitting areas, no gathering areas. We followed all of the state guidelines and just tried to be smart. So our grill's been open, but only on a to-go basis.
So what's your handicap, Golden? I never asked you that.
I'm about 11 and a half. I compare it. It's funny because you talk about different things that we all do and enjoy. People think because you own a golf course that you're really a good golfer. And I use the analogy of bank tellers. I say, you know, those bank tellers don't really get to take home that money every night. So because you own a golf course doesn't really mean you have a great game.
Well, I know you're a tall golfer. I can give you that.
Yeah, I just try to croquet it up the fairway at my age now. The sad thing is I used to, when they talk about these high-risk groups, it was never me. It's always somebody else. But I'm hitting that high-risk group, so I've got to be smart with everybody else.
Nice. Excellent. So do you, because things are constantly changing, do you have any idea, have you been able to get any advice on how things might be different for your business in 30, 60, 90 days out? Or like the rest of us, you're just flying blind and trying to adapt to whatever the newest thing is?
We're all flying blind a little bit, as you know, waiting for next week's information to tell us what we're going to do or not do with public guidelines. But the one thing we talked about in the golf community, in Utah, we have so many great golf courses and so much opportunity. We do something that most of the country doesn't do, which kind of works against the golf business, and that is you don't require a credit card deposit for a reservation or a tee time. And now because of the virus, you have to have a credit card unlocking your tee time because you can't have extra people waiting to play. So the walk-in golfer has been kind of driving Utah golf for a long time, and we're talking about changing that so you don't have additional people waiting and keep social distancing better. And as you know, if you travel the country, you got to get a tee time and give them a credit card to hold your spot. If you think about it, let's call the Jazz and say, just hold my ticket. I might or might not show up. It's kind of an unusual thing where the golf world in Utah just lets you make a time without any reservation with a credit card. So we're talking about doing that in the future, and that may limit it'll limit how many people are there at one time, kind of waiting and keeping social distancing at least in place to a better level.
One of the things I've noticed, I was up at Wasatch the other day and I played the mountain course, and I've been down to Talons three or four times, and I guess are they spacing out the times, because I've been able to play, the flow has been a lot quicker, and I haven't had to sit there and stand there and wait. Is that because they're spacing out times that is allowing that to happen, to where the wait time in between shots and holes isn't nearly as long?
Well, that's a great question. And normally you have one empty tee time in your 8-minute rounds per hour. But now everybody's putting two in because they want to make sure distancing is kept. And then with no walk-in traffic, you literally have great pace of play. I've played a couple times, and I couldn't believe the dollars and the amount of traffic we're turning through, but it's very efficient. If you played Pelican Hills or any of these other great courses, they have that time right on the front of the cart, 8:06, 8:14. Every round is $300 to them. So the efficiency of how other courses have done it is what's now happening with kind of the virus dictating, you know, people coming and going, and everybody shows up for their tee time because they know it's very precious and valuable, because it's hard to get on golf courses right now.
Well, Golden, we appreciate a few minutes. Thanks for coming on and talking with us. And what's the number on the website if people want to get a time?
801-434-GOLF. It's the Sleepy Ridge number. Easy one to do. We appreciate all you guys' help. You guys have helped us with several charitable events and several causes, so we really appreciate you guys and our partnership.
All right. Hey, Golden, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
There's Golden Holt checking in, Sleepy Ridge. Yach, when's the last time you played Sleepy Ridge?
Tuesday. I play it once a week. I play men's league down there.
Oh, you do? That's it. That's a regular one. You play with your dad?
My dad and my father-in-law.
Oh, there you go. You guys just crush it, don't you?
This past week's a little rougher, but previous to that, we've done a pretty good job.
Okay. All right, DJ and PK, stay with us. College football coming up. Jeff Ferrato covers the Cal Bears, co-publisher of Cal Maven. Our spring football tour at 9:30. Stay with us on 97.5 at 1280 The Zone.